At the end of 2004, the Czech Republic ended compulsory military service after over 6.5 decades. Now, however, there are plans to introduce what is being billed as conscription. Under legislation just approved by the government, from 2017, all Czechs will have to report to the army when they turn 18 and declare whether they would be willing to serve their country. Ian Willoughby has the story.
We don't want to get back to the conscript army, which we used to have till 2005. The professional army will be preserved. Under the current legislation, the government can call men and women for fighting within the army if the country is already threatened. The new legislation wants to do that the government has a right to register people, men and women, that are able and that want to serve within the army in a normal, peaceful time. Since the last 10 years, we lost the ability, and we don't know how many people actually suits for the army. We don't know how many of them would like to serve the army. That's why the law has a part saying, if you do not want to defend this country, you can say that, and we will charge you with other duties during the time of threat to the country or whatever. So these are the two things where the government plan to have a new conscription in a way to be perfectly sure how many men and women can serve and that it can do it in a peaceful time. So every man over 18 will be asked to come and to answer the questions. And when the question would be whether he wants to serve or not.
At the time that compulsory military service was ended, an active reserve was created in the Czech Republic. Given that that exists, why do we need this new legislation?
It's very simple, because there are only 1,200 men in the reserve army, which is not enough. You compare it to a territorial army in Britain or the National Guard in the US, it's peanuts. So 1,200 people cannot be used for the mobilization of the current army, which totals up to 20,000. Current army misses 7,000 troops. So first of all, the government should do all it can to make the army on full numbers, and then obviously it can count with 1,200 of the active reserve and others that would be under the new law called to be registered for serving in the army.
So if I understand it right, you think this is a good idea? You're for the government introducing this kind of conscription in quotation marks?
Absolutely. We should be perfectly aware of how many people we can count on when the country is threatened. So it doesn't necessarily mean that these people would be called on to the army, but the government and Ministry of Defense in particular will know how many people he can count on in a situation when we will be needed or we will have to fight.
Do you know how their training would compare to the training of real soldiers, professional soldiers?
The law doesn't say anything about training. It only say about the register. That's why it is done during the peacetime. There is no talk about special training. I mean, from the official places, there are people who think that something like the conscript army taking whatever, 3 months should be introduced, but the politicians refused to introduce anything like that. So for the time being, we will have just a register